It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Second free throw, Holmes. He does make it. And it's over. Cyclones up 80-76. And there it is. Iowa State defeats number 5, Kansas State. And Q Juicy Wiggle. 80-76 the final.
Yeah, you heard it right here last night on The Fan. How about that win for the Cyclones? Gives them a share of the lead in the Big 12 at 6-2. And Coach Otzelberger's team just continues to impress. You know, what's next for this squad? And really what's next, is as boring as it is, as much as it seems like coach speak, it's the next game in what's an incredibly difficult Big 12. As much as we like to look ahead, and we know the calendar is about to flip to February, which means March is right after. That's exciting, right? These Cyclones, not that they will. I mean, with the way Coach Otzelberger's run his program, there's just no way you could anticipate this team looking ahead or getting ahead of itself. You know, they come up short on Saturday against Oklahoma State, a team that on paper they were better than. But I said on Monday's show when John Walters joined that, you know, I just thought that was evidence of how good the league is. That, you know, you can look in the bottom half of the league standings and go, no freebies there. You know, that's not going to be a layup of a game. And, you know, it's just a matter of when you run into adversity, because you're going to in the Big 12, how are you able to bounce back? How quickly can you bounce back? And it didn't look like Iowa State was perhaps going to be able to, because it was fifth-ranked Kansas State. And the Wildcats have looked as good, or if you really want to dig in on them, perhaps better. You could make the argument that they're still the best team in the Big 12 so far. And, wow, what an impressive win last night. And another great call by John and Eric. Was a real pleasure to listen to that. Thanks for being here. I am your host, Colbert. It is a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. I'll thank you again if you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert, and like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan on the Zuck Machine. You'll find us and hammer that like button. You'll be all set, ready to go. Make sure that you also bookmark the website, not only for the stream, but you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content there. You get the podcast of this show there. Check it out. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. If you want to join the show, you've got some options. You can dial me up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can call toll-free 800-913-9479. Questions, comments, don't be shy. Or if maybe you are a little shy, you can email the show. Just know I might read it on the air. Try to keep your profanities to a minimum. I know it can be hard. Cole at 1650thefan.com is the email address. Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, area sports news and scores. We'll get it going here in just a few short moments after we're done there. We'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back, and we're going to talk a lot of hoops today. Talked a lot of college hoops yesterday on the show. Going to talk a lot of high school hoops today as the doctor, Tony Pappas, Waterloo West girls basketball coach, scheduled to join us in the next segment of today's show. The Wahawks, they are living up to expectations. They're ranked third, 15-1 overall. They're 8-0 in the Valley Division of the MVC, and a big, big honor for one of Coach Pappas's players was announced today. I'll get you that information in a little bit, and then, of course, we'll want to get his reaction to that big honor for one of his talented Wahawk seniors. So, like usual, a lot to talk about with the doctor when he joins us in the next segment as postseason play right around the corner, folks. For boys and girls basketball. So what do these Wahawks got to do to make sure that when postseason play arrives, they're playing their absolute best? We'll hear about it all from Dr. Tony Pappas when he joins us in the next segment. After we're done talking with the doctor, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. During that timeout, after we come back on the other side, Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, friend of the show, is scheduled to join us. The Wolverines, well, it's more like what haven't they done? They're top-ranked in Class 2A, 16-0, 5-0 in the Central Division of the NICL. And Coach Dahl will join us and tell us about how his team that came into the season with all the expectations, that's not easy, they've lived up to them and then some, I think would be safe to say. So, going to talk a lot of girls high school basketball today on the show regarding a couple of our just absolute best teams that we have in the Metro and Cedar Valley area. So I'm very much looking forward to that. After we're done talking with Coach Dahl, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. All right, let's go ahead and dive right in here. Last night in Metro High School basketball and boys games, Cedar Falls outscored Iowa City Liberty 84-78. Dallas Bear led the way for the Tigers with a game-high 38 points. In other boys games in the Metro, Waterloo West got the best of Iowa City West 62-60. Good win for Coach Baranobis and the Wahawks. Waterloo East rolled past Des Moines North 79-54. In girls' games, Cedar Falls ran past Iowa City Liberty 68-53. That's Coach Grohn and the Tigers' eighth straight win. Waterloo West took care of Iowa City West 69-52. And Des Moines North stopped Waterloo East 55-31. Waterloo West high school girls basketball standout Sahara Williams has been named a McDonald's All-American. She'll play along with 23 other top high school players in the country at the McDonald's All-American Game in Houston, Texas on March 28th. Williams is a five-star recruit ranked by ESPN as the number 23 overall player in this 2023 class. She is a three-time All-State honoree, garnering first-team selections the past two seasons. Sahara Williams is averaging 20.5 points, 10 rebounds, nearly 5 assists, and 3.5 steals per game for the Wahawks. She's committed to play at Oklahoma. Speaking of the McDonald's All-American game, Iowa State men's basketball signee Omaha Ballou has been named to play in the McDonald's All-American game on the same date that I just mentioned, March 28th in Houston. Ballou is a consensus five-star recruit, highest-ranked signee ever for Iowa State. This season, he's led Waukee to a 13-2 record, averaging 22.7 points and 11 rebounds per game. Waukee is currently ranked second in the state in Class 4A. And you heard the final call from John Walters there at the top of the show. Jaron Holmes, he had his fingerprints all over that big win for the Cyclones last night. 23 points and 7 assists as 12th-ranked Iowa State took down 5th-ranked Kansas State 80-76 last night in front of a sold-out crowd at Hilton Coliseum. You heard it right here, of course, on The Fan. The win moves the Clones into a three-way tie for first place in the Big 12 with Kansas State and Texas. Iowa State was down 2 at the half, but went on a 15-2 run to seize control in front of that sellout crowd. Gabe Coucher's three made it 52-42, and the place nearly melted to the ground at that point, that being Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State would never lose that lead. Cyclones raised their record to 15-4 overall. The 18th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team is in Fort Worth to take on TCU tonight in a Big 12 battle. Cyclones are 5-2 and tied with Texas for second place in the league. Oklahoma is in first place at 6-1. TCU winless in the Big 12, 0-7. You can hear the coverage of tonight's game right here on The Fan. Pre-game show at 6, opening tip at 6:30. The UNI men's basketball team is at home tonight. The Panthers host Valparaiso. This evening's game starts the second half of the Missouri Valley Conference schedule for UNI. The Panthers defeated Valpo in dramatic fashion in their first meeting in early January. Mike Duax put in a putback at the buzzer for a 69-67 UNI win. The Panthers are 7-3 in the Valley, just one game behind co-leaders Southern Illinois and Belmont. Valparaiso just 3-7. But all three of those wins have come in their last three games. Game time tonight at McLeod Center is at 7 o'clock. The Wartburg basketball teams are on the road tonight playing at Dubuque. The Lady Knights lead the American Rivers Conference with a perfect 8-0 record. While the Wartburg men have won two in a row, they're now back to 500 at 4-4 in the ARC. Women's game starts at 5:30, men's game to follow at 7:30. The Iowa men's basketball team will be back in action tomorrow in East Lansing to take on Michigan State at Breslin Center. Iowa's going to look to bounce back after a disappointing showing at Ohio State last Saturday that snapped their four-game winning streak. Tip-off tomorrow night is at 6. And finally, Iowa wrestler Spencer Lee named the Big Ten Wrestler of the Week. The fifth-year senior earned the distinction after posting back-to-back falls in the Hawkeyes' dual wins over 11th-ranked Nebraska and 16th-ranked Wisconsin last week. The falls were Lee's fifth and sixth consecutive pins this season, a career-long streak. His last four falls have come against wrestlers ranked in the top 10 nationally. That kid is good. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, the doctor makes a house call. Dr. Tony Pappas, Waterloo West girls basketball coach, joins us next on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company, right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
And it's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes meet in the AFC title game once again. The two are also among the finalists for the Most Valuable Player Award. Also up for it are the Eagles' Jalen Hurts, the Bills' Josh Allen, and the only non-quarterback in the group, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson. As for Mahomes, he said he's good to go despite the high ankle sprain. It's AFC Championship Week. Kevin Durant will miss another 2 weeks with the Nets, but they are starting to figure out life without him. After winning back-to-back games there in Philadelphia tonight, Kyrie Irving is coming off a tremendous weekend featuring 86 points and 20 assists. He said it's what they're doing on defense, though, that's made the big difference.
Got to make it tough. Some nights we're going to put points on the board very easily. Guys are feeling good, and some nights we're going to have to really rely on our poise, really rely on our defensive pressure. And let that lead us to wins.
The Sixers are back home tonight after completing a 5-0 road trip. Joel Embiid and James Harden set out the finale. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Jim Rome here. Coming up Thursday in the Jungle, a conversation with Packers wideout Romeo Doubs and a What's Your Beef segment. See you Thursday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
Iowa State basketball is on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Bill Caldwell Ford has the pre-owned vehicles you can trust.
Our gold-certified vehicles pass a 172-point inspection, and they include great warranties and 24-hour roadside assistance.
Choose peace of mind with our gold-certified inventory at BillCaldwellFord.com. Clearly, a better place.
Visit the Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center located at Bill Caldwell Ford in Hudson. Quick Lane provides essential maintenance such as oil changes, tires, brakes, batteries, and more. So, whatever you drive, take care of it at the Cedar Valley Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
It's easy to believe you're getting a great deal if you buy a hot tub at a trade show or fair. Did you know you can get the same deal at locally owned Tubs R Us and have the peace of mind knowing we're here, as we have been here since 1994, if there's ever a problem. I'm Chris Fink. Service, chemicals, quality QCA spas, you'll find them at Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo. See us online at TubsRUsWaterloo.com.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
The money heading in one direction in the AFC Championship game, firmly in the Cincinnati corner. The Bengals are the point-and-a-half favorite at Arrowhead on Sunday, total 47. 79% of the money on Cincinnati to cover as a point-and-a-half favorite, and 84% taking Cincinnati minus 130 on the money line. Cincinnati has won 7 of its last 8 against the Chiefs, and they're 6-2 against the spread during that stretch. College basketball tonight, Northern Iowa laying 8 at home with Valparaiso, 138 the total at McLeod Center. Valparaiso is 1-16 all-time when visiting Northern Iowa. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 11, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies again, tomorrow, 17. Chance for snow, tomorrow night, lows level off around 9 above, cloudy skies. Mid-30s Friday, mid-teens by Saturday. About an inch of snow tonight through Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 24.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
A lot of ways to listen. However you do it, thank you so much. Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show rolling on. We're talking a lot of high school hoops today. Man, a lot of good teams in the Metro and Cedar Valley area. And we are joined by one of those teams' coaches right now. That'd be Waterloo West girls basketball coach, Dr. Tony Pappas, our guest. Dr. Pappas, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me, Cole. Always great to visit with you.
Likewise, likewise. And looking forward to learning more about your team that's achieved so much success already this season. First things first, Dr. Pappas, you get a win at Iowa City West last night. Road wins in the MVC, not an easy thing. 69-52 the final. Take us into the gym last night and how your team was able to get that W against the Trojans.
Well, the Trojans were back to full strength. They had a couple of injuries that had some key players miss. One missed 5 games, the other missed 10, but they were back last night. So they really battled us in the first half. I think they had a half-court bank shot about to cut it to 2 at halftime. We made some adjustments, came out in the second half and kind of blitzed them in the third quarter, got up by about 17, then widened it to 21, 22 in the fourth quarter and just kind of coasted home. They're ranked 9th in the state, so it's always a tough place to go and play and win. They've got the longer court, but our players did a great job last night. It was a great win for us.
I want to continue to talk about your team, Dr. Pappas, but big news come out about your outstanding senior, Sahara Williams, being named a McDonald's All-American, going to play in that All-Star game in Houston on March 28th. I mean, for as much as I'm sure You know, Sahara would probably struggle to put into words what that means for her personally. What's it mean for you, her coach, and take us into, you know, just seeing this happen for her?
Well, we're really proud of Sahara. She's worked hard and really improved over her 4 years there. As you know, she won the gold medal at the World 3-on-3 U18 Championships in Hungary this summer. So this is kind of a wonderful recognition and award for her. And it's a proud moment for her, our program, and our school.
What's been different? What have you seen improvement-wise with Sahara's game? Everybody knew her coming into this season, but knowing the tireless worker that she is, you know, what's been at another level with the senior version of Sahara Williams?
Well, she's really improved her offensive skills, offensive moves, shooting, passing, those things. She's always been an outstanding defender. She has a great all-around game. A lot of the college coaches that talked to me felt she was the best two-way player in America, both offensively and defensively, the combination. So she's just worked hard and especially progressively gotten better at the offensive end over 4 years.
You've got a bunch of talented seniors on this team, another one being Hallie Polk, who's committed to play at Bradley, if I'm not mistaken. What's been different? What's been improved with Hallie this season? What stood out to you with the senior version of her?
Well, she's always had great offensive skills. Her skills are really at the top of the chart. But now she's providing good leadership, and it's kind of in a way the opposite of Sahara. She has improved her defense greatly, so she's playing much better defense now than she ever has in her previous 3 years. So once again, she's becoming a very complete player. She's always been a very, very good scorer, and she is again this year. But now she's improved her leadership and her defense, so she's become a really good all-around player for us as well.
Looking forward to seeing her compete in the Missouri Valley in the years to come, Dr. Pappas. Dr. Tony Pappas, Waterloo West girls basketball coach, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you got a 16-game sample. That's pretty large as far as a high school basketball season is concerned. As you kind of step back and look at that body of work, just what have you liked the most from this team as a unit so far?
Well, we come ready to play every night. We lost in double overtime to Lindmar when Sahara fouled out, and credit Lindmar. You know, they played a great game against us. And we actually get a rematch with them this Friday, which yep, we're looking forward to. But, we've really been consistently good night in and night out. They've come ready, and when they cross those lines, they're very competitive, and they don't want to lose, and they show that night in and night out. And if I'm not mistaken, we really haven't even been behind in the second half, but maybe the Lindmar game all season long. So it's been they've really done very, very well. We're really proud of all of them.
Is there anything in particular on the court that, in terms of growth, has stuck out about this team, where they were game one to where they are going into game 17?
Yeah, Charlotte Getman was not cleared to practice the first part of the season, so we did not get her back. And last year she started about 20 games for us, and so we were down a little depth-wise. But she got cleared right after the Lindmar game. We could have used her in the Lindmar game, obviously. But now that she's come back, it's added to our depth and flexibility, and it's probably made us a better team, without a doubt.
And, Coach, how about, you know, is there any one thing? I know you're always working on everything all the time, but is there any one thing as postseason play? It's not too far away, where you're thinking, man, if we could get just a little better here, we're going to be that much harder to play against when it's time for win or go home.
Yeah, absolutely. We have 7 practices left and 5 games in the regular season, so it's not much, but we need to get a little better team defensively. We need to become a better defensive team as a team, and if we can do that, then we think we can have a deep run in the postseason.
You know, I don't know if communication is maybe part of that team defense that'll help it out, Dr. Pappas, but I always remember, I'll never forget, the high school coaches would would come in and say, you know, your teachers tell us that you guys really like to talk in class, but for some reason we can't get you to talk on defense.
Yep. Well, that's true. You'd like a team that never shuts up. That's what we're looking for, a team that never shuts up. And we work on that constantly. Actually, over Christmas, we started piping in super loud 60s music just to irritate them since I grew up in the 60s. And so they had to communicate over the loud 60s music and kind of forced them to do that a little bit more. Just kind of a funny little story there for you.
Yeah, you knew if you were going to play music, it had to be something they didn't like, so just play your music.
Correct. You know, we got their attention. I said, we're going to be playing this loud 60s music from when I grew up here. So you guys want to talk, you're going to have to really communicate loudly, strongly, and with your hands and your eyes and your mouth. And so they actually got a kick out of that.
That's one way to get it done. A few more minutes here with Dr. Tony Pappas, Waterloo West High School girls basketball coach. Touched on a little bit earlier, Dr. Pappas, you've got all seniors that have largely started this season. You know, are there some examples you can point to? Are there some games where you go, man, I'm not sure if we get that one if we don't have the amount of veterans and what the intangibles they bring to this team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, C.C. Moore has actually been our leading scorer in a couple of our last two games here. And Naya McGee plays really hard and well. And, you know, as Matt said, Izzy Lederman, she's doing well. Now we have Charlotte back. But, yeah, we really haven't had too many close games all season long other than the Linmar game. And, you know, so everybody has an important role, and they're really fulfilling it and really playing. We're probably playing about the best basketball we've played all season. We've had a couple of our games against Xavier, Liberty, and even last night against Iowa City West, I thought was really outstanding on the offensive end, especially with our OER offensive efficiency was over 1.0, which is excellent. And
that's great.
Just really executing well. We're really happy with how they're progressing.
What has the shot clock meant for this team, both on offense and defense?
Well, we've managed it pretty well. We're in a kind of a good spot because we have a couple players that can get their own shot at about any time, and that allows us to run the clock down and then still get a quality shot if we need to, and usually score, by the way. So it's helped us, obviously, and it gives us more possessions in the game, and it's not allowed teams, you know, if we're the heavy favorite. In the old days, the teams could come in and spread you out and pass, and without the shot clock, they could take a minute or two off the clock, but now that's not okay with the shot clock, so that part's helped us as well.
As a longtime administrator in Iowa, what do you think it's fair to begin to say what it's meant for the sport itself?
Well, I think, you know, we've had a good high level of girls basketball, great coaching in the state for decades. You know, the numbers are declining everywhere, not only in Iowa, but other states as well. But the product is very good, very high level basketball. And a shot clock hopefully will continue to help that.
And finally, let's go back to the Linmar game that you mentioned coming up this Friday night. Your only loss of the season, 72-68 at Linmar on January 3rd. So, Dr. Pappas, what's the scouting report here? What's going to go into getting a win this go-around?
Well, it was in double overtime, but what we probably need to do is overcome my coaching first. If we can do that, and we should be in pretty good shape. No, they played a great game. You know, we get everybody's best shot. I think we've had three different nights where teams have set school records against us with this group. And that night, Linmar set two school records against us. They had 14-3 school record, and one of their top players had a fantastic night, hitting big shot after big shot. She was 8-for-10 from three-point range on the game we had her for, and including one to tie it in the last 2 seconds to send it to overtime there. We thought we had them defense pretty good, but she had a tremendous shot. And so we're hoping to play even better defense now. Once again, we didn't have Charlotte then, but we do for Friday night. So we just have to be a little better defensively. And then make better decisions. Sometimes the ball would get careless. In that game, we missed several layups, but we're better now than we were January 3rd, so we're really excited. Our players are really excited to play this game. I mean, they're competitors, and they kind of want a piece of Lindmar, I think. And so it should be a great night, hopefully, for West High.
I would imagine so, that they're ready for this rematch. Dr. Pappas.
Yeah, they're ready.
Thanks so much for your time. Always a pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck. Best of health the rest of the way, okay?
Hey, thanks, Cole. Take care. Always love speaking with you.
Hey,
good
you
luck.
You take care, too. Thanks. Likewise. Dr. Tony Pappas, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. And, yeah, what a rematch coming up on Friday night for the Wahawks. Dr. Pappas made it very clear his team is ready for that rematch against Lindmar. All right, we'll keep talking hoops. We'll keep talking high school girls hoops. We'll take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Then on the other side of the break, Bruce Dahl, Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach, set to join us. The Wolverines, top-ranked in Class 2A, 16-0 overall, 5-0 in the Central Division of the NICL. We learn about these Wolverines right after this on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Winners of five of the last six, the UNI Panthers host Valparaiso tonight in Missouri Valley Conference play. The Panthers are third in the Valley with a 7-3 record. After starting 0-7, Valpo has won three straight.
They've got a couple of the new guys that weren't playing as well 2.5, 3 weeks ago when we saw them the first time. Just didn't have the same confidence or comfort level that they've got right now. You watch them in their last three games, and the entire team looks different.
UNI coach Ben Jacobson, Iowa's Fran McCaffrey, says Patrick McCaffrey will return to the court this season. He's just not sure when. Patrick is practicing with the team after stepping away in early January to deal with anxiety. The Hawkeyes visit Michigan State Thursday night. His availability is still questionable.
That'll be determined game time. He's still practicing, doing better. Yeah, at some point, without a doubt, he'll be playing.
The 18th-ranked Iowa State women are on the road tonight in the Big 12 to play TCU. This is Radio Iowa.
The first 3 years of every child's life are critical. Learn more about early intervention. How your baby or toddler plays, learns, talks, acts, and moves give important clues as to how they are developing. If you have any questions or concerns about whether your baby or toddler's development is on track, please call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229. Call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229.
Radio Iowa has been on the air for more than 35 years and now boasts more than 80 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Radio Iowa's unique position covering the start of the U.S. caucus and primary season means the next president's road to the White House begins in our house. We have the resources and social media presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at radioiowa.com.
The UNI men's basketball team is back at the McLeod Center. The Panthers continue their hunt for the conference title as they host Valparaiso Wednesday night at 7. Wear your pink. It's the annual Hope Always game to raise awareness in the fight against cancer. Panther basketball is affordable family fun with tickets starting at $10. Get your tickets now at unipanthers.com/promo or call 273-4849.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
We live in a world where you can do anything or anyone, but Crypto Carl or Grace the Ghoster? Hard pass. At Match, we believe the most important relationship you have is with yourself. So we say, do you. From self-care to self-love, doing you is a sign of self-respect. And matching with someone who knows what they want and won't settle for less, that's sexy as hell. Download the Match app and do you until you find someone worth doing.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively.
We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line, their homes, retirement, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count on. If we can be of help to you, give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Des Moines area attorneys. A partner men can count on. 515-518-ALL-ZEROS. CordellCordell.com.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. The sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan. Sam!
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. Just got done talking. I do this for a living, believe it or not. Just got done talking to Dr. Tony Pappas, Waterloo West girls basketball coach. If you missed any of it, it'll be available. It's by the top of the hour. It's 1650thefan.com in podcast form. Hope you're tuned in right now. We've got another great interview. Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl joins us now. The Wolverines, 16-0, they're top ranked. They're living up to the big expectations they had coming into this season. And Coach Dahl is here to tell us all about it. Coach, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Very good. Thanks for inviting me on, Cole. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Big win over Oldwine last night. So just take us back to that game. What'd you like most from your team in that W?
Well, the fact that we had a Monday night game at Story City, which, you know, they're a good 3A school, and then getting back late on Monday night, having to get up and go to school, and then bouncing back for a scouting report, and then playing right away, right after the scouting report. I thought the girls did a great job of, picking up stuff. And that's what they are. They're very smart about things, and they understand. They pick up stuff fast. And to go along with athleticism, they're smart and good kids. So there's not much to complain about.
16 games, not one loss so far, so... Just looking over that body of work, Coach Dahl, what have you liked the most?
I think just our whole game I like. I like the way that we've been able to press this year. I like the way that we've been able to get into our half court this year against man-to-man or a zone. I think that our rotation, which I had talked about earlier on your show early in the season, that our bench was probably the key. And we've got that to where we're liking it. And so I think we just need to keep coming together. And we call January, probably about January 10th to the end of January, is the grind in girls basketball. And, you know, we're not in the middle of it. We're getting towards the tail end of it. But we're in that grind right now where, you know, we play at Story City on Monday night and Oldwine on Tuesday and Hudson coming up here on Friday. So it's just one of those things. We had an early practice, didn't keep them long and told them they had to be out at a certain time just because, it's about body management right now, just making sure that they're well rested up and have legs come to the tail end of the season.
And Coach, hearing you talk about, you know, your versatility defensively, offensively, having the depth that's manifested itself this season, I have to imagine that gives you the ability to press a lot of buttons, make a lot of different adjustments if you'd like. What's your experience been like with that? Is there maybe times where you feel like, you know what, less may have actually been more here, or, you know, maybe I should have, you know, pressed that proverbial button? I would imagine that, you know, for as much as, you know, anybody would like to have the options that you and your staff have available to you, that easier said than done when it comes to, you know, just how to go about it all.
Yeah, you know, that's from beginning of my coaching career till now, it almost seems like less is best, in my opinion. You can throw too many things at kids, and it makes them think. Our girls are best when they don't have to think. And so, you know, whether you're running a motion offense or you're on defense and You got to have rules, and you got to have your base offense and your base defense. But from that, you got to just let them play. And so we try to keep it simple with them and just let them let their natural abilities kind of take over. And, you know, they got the skill and they got the natural ability. You know, just the worst thing I can do is get in the way. So, you know, we every good team has an identity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our identity this year has been, and always will, and I'll try, as long as I'm at Dyke New Hartford, is defense number one. And along with that goes with our press. And I just, you know, like I said, I love to mix up our presses and do different things with our kids. But, you know, offense, we grind it out. But, you know, we have a philosophy of inside out. So we like to get the touches inside, and if it's not there, then we kick it out. And there's none better shots out there than ones where you're all squared up and it comes back out from the post. So, you know, we have kind of a philosophy. We have rules that we kind of go by. But from there, you know, you kind of want their heads clear and their athleticism to take over a little bit.
You know, Coach, with you mentioning getting the interior touch, getting the post touch is kind of the base of your offense. It just makes me think about how much the game has changed, right? We got the shot clock now. Mm-hmm. Offenses from Europe have come over to America. But at the end of the day, there's one thing you can continue to hang your hat on, and that is that offense just always seems to run better after the post touch, right?
I agree wholeheartedly. And it makes the defense collapse, and then they have to scramble back out. It makes the post players happy. You know, they're dogging it, you know, from block to block. And if you haven't been at our new arena, field house, you know, we have a college-sized court. So they're going to, you know, be sure to want to touch the ball. You know, it makes the team really click to me when you have an inside-out game. And I'm not going to say that I'm old school with that, because I really have developed as a coach, have gone, you know, with new things that have come along. And I, you know, tried that, you know, whatever talent I have, I try to play to that. Mm-hmm. But I just love it. I love a post game. I love your back to the basket post kind of player. And, you know, we have that with Peyton. We have that with Ellery Knock, Peyton Peterson. We have that with Jaden Peterson even mm-hmm. Right now. So Marvin Bixby's been going inside and hitting threes as well. So, you know, it's just been been very lucky to have the kids that I have, and Camille Lanfair, too, who's going to play soccer at UNI, has just been, you know, like, was one of our, you know, top defensive players, and she's been knocking down timely three-pointers. So it's just been working for us, you know, and I'm sure it'll continue.
Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, what's any particular area, would it be the depth that you would point to, or is there maybe something else that you would point out, you know, from where we were game one to where we are right now, headed into game 17? There have been a lot of growth here.
Yeah, you know, we're working on that. Like I said, the bench, obviously the growth has been there. I think that the chemistry has even gotten better than from what it was at the beginning of the season. It's a close-knit group. It just continues to grow, and they continue to feed off each other. I was really pondering over Christmas break about how we get better at the free throw line. And it's been going on 2.5 years, or, you know, at this point, that we have not been knocking free throws down. We've been at 50-something%, 40, high 40s at times. And so I'm like, you know what, I'm not getting the job done. You know, what I'm doing is not working. And then I'm like, you know, what better way to try to get this turned around is maybe let the players try. Because they're the ones that are shooting it. They're the ones that know what's going on. And so I approached the seniors about during practice and asked them if they would lead our free throw shooting. And I give them 10 minutes at practice during random times during practice. And they have owned it. And actually, we have shot the ball a lot better. We're at 60% now. It's post-Christmas. And that's up from about the 50% that we're at. So we're up 10 points better. And so, you know, I feel that, you know, that has been a major growth for us, and, you know, for all of us. And that's the kind of trust that I have in my players and what they can do.
That's really cool how you handled that and put that trust in your players, Coach Dahl. You mentioned Ellery and Camille, your two seniors. Just tell us about the leadership and everything that they're bringing to a team that's obviously achieved a lot already and has big goals in mind.
yeah, you know, they've been around the program for, you know, 4 years, and they know what it takes, you know, with the back-to-back championships, and they know how to win big games. And they also know that nothing is for sure, and they know that you can't take things for granted. And I guess just the approach that they take before every game, that we do not, you know, we focus on the team that we're playing, respect, you know, for everyone, and just concentrate on what's at hand and take care of that business. And they're good at helping the team focus in with that. And I'll say that the junior class does a good job too at that as well. And so I think, like I said, with the chemistry and the leadership that we have from Camille and Ellery Knock, you know, I would say that's just kind of the big thing, just the all around leadership that they're able to provide the team, and taking it one game at a time and staying humble. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, we're out there and we're going to take it one possession at a time, sort of thing.
You mentioned your junior class and that group led by Peyton and Jaden Peterson. Those two about 16 and 13 points per game, respectively. I'm sure you just can't say enough about, you know, what those two have done here this junior season as they just continue to improve and be difference makers.
Yeah, you know, and that's such a nice thing, you know, that you're able to have, you know, kids that come off a sport like volleyball and step right in and play basketball. And not only that, but take it seriously. You know what I mean? And I'm not, you know, saying that the kids don't do that, but, you know, they're really focused in on helping the team become better with, you know, the skills that they possess and that athleticism that they possess. And so, you know, a lot of that, and just with all the kids, just comes down to, you know, great parenting and that's also a big key. And, you know, we have great parents at Dyke New Hartford who, you know, let the coaches do their jobs and you know, are very supportive, and we appreciate that.
Just a little bit of time left here with Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Stahl on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. I've been asking all the coaches this, Bruce, what's the shot clock meant for your team on both ends of the floor?
I think that so far, I guess it's meant that for me, practices like opponents aren't game planning to hold the ball against us, and yeah. So they have to come up with other ideas. It hasn't been a factor, to be honest with you, with either teams as far as getting shots off. We're always going to get good shots off because we play at a fast pace and everything. But I think it takes that Monday and that Wednesday and that Thursday of practice that other teams have, and it takes the thought out of their head to stall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can still stall. You can work it all the way down, you know, to 30 seconds or whatever, mm-hmm. but you might not come up with the shot you want, you know what I mean? As opposed to going a minute and then say, okay, sometime between a minute and 2 minutes, the next best shot you get, take it. You know what I mean? The shot you get is the shot you get. So I think that it's just the game planning from the opponents has been a thing that I've liked. But and I like the shot clock because I like to play at a faster pace.
Coach Stahl, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Best of luck, best of health to you and your team the rest of the way. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me talk about Dyke New Hartford girls basketball.
Hey, my pleasure, Coach. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bruce Stahl, Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Patrick Claybaum with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Cowboys season may now be over, but things are just starting to heat up for their defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reports Quinn had a second interview with the Cardinals Tuesday night for their head coach opening. The Colts and Broncos also hope to talk with Quinn a second time about their top jobs. Another hot name on the coaching carousel is Ejiro Evero. The Broncos defensive coordinator will interview a second time for the Texans head coaching job today, and the Colts have requested a second interview as well. Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, also one of the finalists for the Texans head coaching job, and will have a second interview with the team as well. Down in Carolina, the Panthers added a ninth candidate for their head coaching position after interviewing Cowboys OC Kellen Moore. And former Texans head coach Bill O'Brien is back in the NFL. He was named the Patriots' new offensive coordinator on Tuesday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Westwood One presents memorable moments in NFL postseason history.
Super Bowl 29 pitted the San Diego Chargers, making their first ever appearance in the big game against a San Francisco 49er team that was on center stage for the fifth time in 14 seasons. After being Joe Montana's understudy in Super Bowls 23 and 24, Niners quarterback Steve Young finally got the opportunity to cement his own Super Bowl legacy.
In the backfield, Waters, Young, quick pass, slant in, Jerry Rice, another touchdown! Jerry Rice continues to set records in the Super Bowl.
So does Steve
Harper
Young.
Couldn't stop him, and Steve Young is now number one all time with six touchdown passes.
Which still stand as a single game Super Bowl record. And with the 49-26 victory, San Francisco became the first franchise to win five Lombardi trophies. With another memorable moment in NFL postseason history, I'm Scott Graham.
You might get wireless data everywhere, but do you have to use it all the time? If that's not really you, this track phone. You can get the same nationwide 5G coverage as big carriers, but you pick a plan that you need for a lot less. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $15 a month, no contract. And now you can get the Samsung Galaxy A03s for just $49.99. Track phone. Now you're in control. While supplies last, 1 month equals 30 days. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After a disappointing season in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers' future with the Pack once again in question. But despite some obvious differences, Rodgers' salary has remained an issue when discussing possible trade scenarios. The QB signed that three-year, $150 million extension last March. And even if the Packers trade him, the team would face a tremendous amount of dead cap. But yesterday, it was revealed the quarterback is open to restructuring that contract if he decides to return to the football field. At this point in his career, it's hard to get a read on him, but yesterday's comments could tell us a lot about his future plans. Rodgers could have stayed in Green Bay and rode off into the sunset with $100 million, but the QB has indicated he's willing to adjust that contract to make life easier for a front office. And after a disappointing season, plenty of drama, and a former first-round pick waiting for a crack at the starting position, a potential Aaron Rodgers departure could soon become a reality in Green Bay. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Four NFL teams, two conference championship games, and only one place. The one place to go. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Patrick. You're good to go. New customers can bet $5 on the conference championship games and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook by using the code Patrick.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Void in Ohio and Ontario. Bonus issued is free bets. One boost per eligible game, deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
You know, they have a lot of new kids. I mean, they're one, unfortunately for them, I think one of the things that's happened is our league got really old and they went the other way. So that's just the nature of our league. And they played they probably played some of the tougher teams early.
That's Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley on TCU. Tonight's opponent for his team, a road test for the Cyclones. Yes, the Horned Frogs are 0-7 in the Big 12, but it is the Big 12, and it is a road game. That's not a gimme. Pre-game coverage going to begin after news and weather here at the end of the hour, right at 6 o'clock. So look forward to that tip-off of the Iowa State Cyclones, ranked 18th in that latest AP poll, taking on TCU, tip-off at 6:30. So just keep your radio locked right here on the Fan. All right. Also, too, hey, I want to get to, I thought I had some Ben Jacobson audio, but I will be heading to McLeod Center. Don't have it handy here. Way to go, Cole. But the Panthers, man, they are 7-3 in the Missouri Valley. Just one game. I told you at the top of the show, they're just one game behind co-leaders, Southern Illinois and Belmont. Man, Belmont, they've looked really good. And that's not easy when you consider this is their first year in the Missouri Valley Conference. They had been having a lot of success in the Ohio Valley Conference, and you just always kind of go, okay, but can they do it at that level in the MVC? And they have definitely impressed. Meanwhile, Southern Illinois, who I also mentioned, at 8-2, co-leaders of the Valley right now. You and I, 1-0 against the Salukis this year. They got that big win a couple weekends ago here at McLeod Center. Obviously, they'll have to go on the road if they want to sweep that season series. But first things first, you got to take care of Valpo tonight. Valpo just 3-7 in league play, but they've won three in a row. Their transfers are playing better. They've made some adjustments. This is not going to be a gimme tonight in the last game. That was a buzzer beater for the Panthers. So I'm headed to McLeod Center. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.